Everyone, it's Jason with Dukes, your local city guide, and welcome back to another episode of our video blog. I gotta tell you, I've been doing these filmings all week, and it's incredible the kind of ingenuity and creativity and contribution that various businesses and organizations are making out there during this current COVID crisis. As of the time of this filming, we're still in COVID-19, we're still at home, places are still shut down, and regardless of all that, people are still doing whatever they can to help everyone else get through this situation collectively and contributing to the community as a whole. And to that end, I have Stephanie Soulis of Little Mushroom Catering on the call today. Welcome, Stephanie.
Thank you, Jason.
Yeah. So is that your, like, is that your, all your cookbooks on your shelves back there? Is that
No, I'm married to a history teacher.
Ah.
So there's a little bit of everything back there, though. We've got everything from James Bond and Stephen King on one side to history and art books on the other side. So
quite the eclectic collection there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of product catering is a whole, you know, whole variety of foods and culinary styles and cuisine.
Yeah. And the cookbooks are all in the library at the kitchen. Actually, we have a library as part of our office so that any of my staff can take out cookbooks or business books or thing of the like.
Nice. So yeah, so Stephanie is president and CEO of Little Mushroom Catering. And Stephanie, why don't you tell us a little bit about your catering business, you know, pre-COVID, how it would typically look at this time of year in the spring, how you guys normally operate.
Yeah, so we've been in business, Little Mushroom has been around for almost 10 years now. Over the last probably 5 years, we've really been focusing more on weddings and conferences, which, you know, hindsight's 2020, but looking back now, I kind of wish we wouldn't have done that pivot when we did. But we cater large group special events all across southwestern Ontario. So we do a lot of work Guelph, Fergus, Elora area, but also down towards Woodstock, Hamilton, and then our focus is really Waterloo, Wellington County, as far as our business special events for people, you know, in their backyards, or whether it's at the Guelph Youth Music Hall or River Run or Center in the Square in Kitchener. We do a lot of cultural events as well.
Wow. So you guys really get around. That's really nice to be able to feed the masses like that.
Yeah.
And how big is your team? Is it like two amazing chefs behind the scenes? You got a team of like a huge amount of L's behind the scenes?
So pre-COVID, we had about 38 on staff. Usually our peak in the summer, we usually do a big hiring right around now. So usually in the summer, we're anywhere from 42 to 48 employees.
Wow.
Yeah.
So a bit of a shift this year, probably.
Big shift. So on March 15th, I guess, we did a big layoff. It was hard. I kept four managers on full time, and we did a big clean. We've just moved to a new location in February. I invested a lot in renovating a warehouse space into a 7,000 square foot kitchen with a small restaurant. So we were hoping to open that last week. So yeah, we've got a small, what would have been a 30-seater restaurant, but we're ready to open it once the government says we can. It will be opening it as a 12-seater restaurant in Cambridge.
Wow, well, that'll be exciting.
Yeah.
And so what has Little Mushroom Catering done during COVID to kind of, obviously you had to pivot your business and shift because, as everyone knows, there's not a whole heck of a lot of big, huge events and weddings and catering events happening right now. So
yeah.
I know you said you had to lay people off, but what else have you guys had to do to, you know, continue to get money flowing through the doors and helping people? How have you guys like shifted in this period?
Yeah, our business basically as of March 15th went from growing by 20% this year to dead stop. So it took a couple weeks to figure out exactly what was going to work, but we were able to use the resources that we already had. So things like our software for ordering, we use Google Forms a lot. It helps streamline our onboarding process. And so we were already really familiar with using Google Forms. We have delivery vans. We have people who are already trained on driving those delivery vans. We have a good system for inventory control goes as well. So we were able to take all of those pieces that we already knew well and figure out a new way to help solve people's problems. We kept hearing that grocery store shelves were empty. You know, people couldn't find toilet paper, or the big one has been yeast.
I heard about that too.
Yeast and flour. We have sold a ton of yeast and flour. Lots of people baking bread at home.
Yeah.
We were able to take the resources that we already had and turn it into something new. So about a month ago now, we started doing grocery and takeout delivery services. So we've got curbside pickup 3 days a week, and then we do delivery 2 days a week. Nice. And this week, because of Mother's Day, we're adding an extra delivery day as well. So we've got Saturday deliveries this week too.
So do people go to your, do they go to your website? Do they phone you? Do they email you? How does it normally work?
All of the above. We have, again, I mentioned that we're using Google Forms. Part of the reason why you've chosen to use Google Forms is because they're living documents. So we can send out a link to someone once and they can use that link every week. So our menu changes twice a week, every week.
Wow.
So this week, yesterday we had KW Oktoberfest meals going out with schnitzel and sausage. We also had Cinco de Mayo was yesterday. So we had some taco kits going out. Yeah. Tomorrow we've got a beef brisket meal with our house-made cornbread and honey butter. And our mac and cheese, which is a little bit famous around here. So so it's sold out already.
Wow.
We've got Mother's Day quiches. But yeah, our menu's constantly changing. We also have frozen meals as well. So things like chilies and soups and butter chicken and chickpea curry. Lots of flavors from all over the world. Yeah.
That's really, really cool. Okay, let's take a look at your website here. And you can walk me through it. And we can see all the yummies that you have. For people. Alrighty, so I'm on your website.
Scroll down on that homepage.
I'm already hungry. Yeah.
Yeah, just scroll down on that homepage and it'll take you right to our grocery form. There you go. So that's a little bit about what we're doing. We're also doing there are still quite a few businesses that are operating that are essential. So we have a couple different programs for that. We've got things like soft lunches, hot or cold, that we're doing for a lot of local companies. So if you've got, you know, 5 or 10 employees still working, we'll come in and drop off lunches for them as well. And then the big thing that's been really awesome is that we have a pay it forward program. So we've already sold, I think it was 160 pay it forward lunches.
Wow.
That have gone to St. Mary's Hospital to, we've got one coming up next week to go to Grand River Hospital for the childbirth nurses and OBs. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which I have 2 staff members who just came back from mat leave. So that's kind of near and dear to our heart. We've been able to send to a lot of the long-term care facilities as well, which a lot of them, especially there's one in Kitchener that's been hit especially hard. So we're able to send them some goodies. We've been sending out baked goods as well. We have our Nom Nom Treats as part of our business. They're cookies with company logos on them. Yeah, if you want to click on that. So we have our Keep Calm and Nom Nom cookies, which we've been making for years, but they're very popular right now. And we also have some of our cookies that just say, you know, thank you for all you do. And so we've been sending those to a lot of the frontline workers as well.
Wow, that's really cool. I'm sure that all these organizations really, really appreciate the pay it forward lunches that you're providing, because, you know, everyone's stressed out to a higher degree. Everyone, you know, is working really hard. Probably a lot of people aren't thinking a lot about, you know, where am I going to get my next high quality meal from when I'm, you know, a frontline worker and just dealing with, you know, essentials. And so to be able to provide high quality, you know, well-made, well-prepared, highly nutritious meals is extremely important versus just trying to grab something at like a fast food restaurant and just filling your stomach, but not really, really feeding yourself and not really, you know, giving yourself nutrition, the fuel that you really need to keep going. So to provide these high quality meals is a really, really good service so that, you know, all these organizations can continue doing with the essential services that they need to do. So that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's been really great. And we've also been able to introduce a lot of our clients to the foods that we would normally use in the kitchen anyway, through our grocery program. So through our grocery link, if you wanted to go to the link there as well down the screen a little bit, you can get things like organic pork from 3Gen Farms. You can get duck breast from King Cole Duck. We've got bison burgers and beef burgers from Oak Ridge Acres in Ayr. Got a bunch of Ontario cheeses on there. We've got lots of like Woolwich goat cheese, but we also have Thornlow. You can get blue cheese from us. You can get nice aged cheddar. And then we've got lots of produce from local farmers as well. There's tons of options.
Yeah. So in addition to people being able to order, you know, prepared meals, you have the basics here. Like, you know, here's my butter. Here's my sugar.
Yep.
There's that yeast that, you know, hard to find yeast these days. And that's amazing, right? Down to tomatoes, green peppers, lemons, celery. So yeah, I can see how your service, there's the Woolwich goat cheese. That's one of my personal favorites, actually.
Yeah. And then we also have things like Settlement Coffee Grounds. So Settlement Coffee Shop, there's two locations, in one in Kitchener, one in Waterloo, I think. And so we're selling their coffee grounds. We've got Grand River tea bags. Right now we have cloth masks as well. If you do want to go out to a Costco or whatever and need the cloth mask, we've got those available from a local supplier as well.
I'm just gonna check up all my things here, and then I know they'll magically appear in my house like tomorrow, right? Like that's what we arrange.
That's how it works. Yep.
It's fantastic. Because as we know, with a lot of people who are housebound and can't get out, and you know, they might be able to get a friend to deliver groceries, pick up groceries for them. They might be able to get an online service to deliver groceries for them, which is great. But at the same time, a lot of people aren't used to having to cook for themselves. You know, a lot of people rely on a lot of their meals as prepared foods, as simple as picking it up at the grocery store, which they can't do these days. So being able for Little Mushroom Catering to not only to drop off your groceries, do your grocery shopping for you, but B, if you do need those prepared foods because you're not able to do them for yourselves for whatever reason, to have all these options.
We had one lady who had just broken her arm. She can't stir. She can't even cutting things. She's not able to cut up a piece of meat. So she was looking specifically for meals that she didn't have to worry about.
And so do you have regular customers who order once a week from you? Do you have just a lot of one-offs, or have you really grown your family right now?
Yeah, actually, speaking of family, it's been great because our staff's families have been very supportive with getting the word out too. But yeah, we absolutely have some people who we see every week for the last 4 weeks. And then there's other ones where they're not a customer of ours normally. I've never heard of them before, or we don't know them, but they've heard about us either through something like this or from our social media.
That's fantastic. And I know just before the call, we were talking about Mother's Day, and I see your Mother's Day specials here. That's really nice to have these prepared bundles, prepared boxes that, you know, that makes dads' lives easier and sons and daughters' lives easier.
Yeah, the kids won't be making cards at school this year. So the dads have to step up.
I know, you know, what are we going to do? I don't know. It's kind of good though. You know, it's all about that whole like relationship building, and, you know, for some people it might be like trial by fire. It should be kind of interesting. So
another fun thing to note too, is that we've had people from Northern Ontario, like from Sault Ste. Marie, place orders for their families that live here. We had an order from Nova Scotia. She sent her sister a dinner and some groceries. And then just last night we had a lady from New York order for her parents who live in town.
Wow, isn't that nice?
Yeah, it's, you know, again, it's not something that you would normally think to do, but especially around Mother's Day or birthdays, or, you know, is just a nice treat to let people know that you're thinking about them. Even if you're not in the same city, you're able to do something like this.
Yeah, especially in our connected world now, where, you know, it is, everything is basically a click away. And so to be able to be in a different province, state, country, you know, just to go to the website and say, hi, I want to send mom something, or I need to do something for, you know, a special friend or a relative, and to know you guys will deliver it. And it's going to be amazing quality. It's not going to be like a bunch of junky ingredients and just like a factory made meal. It's made by hand. It's made with love and attention and caring, and then dropped off with the same intention. And so all that intention, all that contribution towards the delivery for me is really, really equally important to what's being delivered itself. It's the intent behind it.
We also, we like to say that like our hashtag is made with much love. And we don't deep fry anything. And a lot of parents really appreciate us because we're a nut-free facility as well.
So
all of our desserts are made in-house. We do have some treats from Crummy Cookie Dough and For All Ice Cream right now as well, which are not guaranteed to be nut-free, although we pick their nut-free options.
Yeah.
So anything that we make in-house is nut-free and from scratch.
That's great. And I see at the bottom here, you have your Pay It Forward add-on. So someone can do a regular order, but if they, you know, want to send that karma forward, it was positive vibes, you can click off, you know, buy someone a lunch or add $2 for the Num Num treats. Mm-hmm. And then your gift certificate options. So
yeah, so that we're ready for the restaurant to open. We've already gotten quite a few people helping us out there with purchasing gift cards for the restaurant.
That's fantastic. And so when this is all done, you expect your restaurant to open and welcome everyone to your new facility.
Oh, we're ready.
Yeah, that's exciting. So yeah, so it looks like you guys have, you know, tried to make the most of what's a very challenging situation for everyone. And it looks like you've pivoted your business really, really well, very successfully, you know, as successful as can be given all the challenges that we have right now. You're using the Google form, which is a great platform. It's Google, so highly reliable, works really, really well. And you offer, not only do you offer grocery items, which is, at least from my perspective, just being someone who's just like an average citizen, pretty unique for a caterer to do, but you also offer these catered, well-made, well-produced, well-crafted, well, you know, well-cooked items, frozen forms, people can throw in their fridge, fresh, they can have it that night. And then you have the whole, you know, pay it forward program as well. And you're taking care of all the moms, which is kind of important too. So yeah, it looks like you have a great medley of options available to people and a great variety of ways to continue to connect with the community, connect with individuals, connect with other organizations, and just be, you know, that collective positive light that, you know, everyone can use right now. I think mm-hmm. you know, a little bit of light and a little bit of love. And so yeah, so I celebrate everything that you're doing to do your part to keep all that going and keep that love and community and, you know, good vibes going into all the people's lives you touch. So yeah, I think it's fantastic what you're doing.
And already we're at the point now where I've brought back two more employees. We've got another one starting back next week. So just, you know, it's hard to consider anything at this point as a success because we're still, you know, we're not making what we were making. We're not having the impact that we were having. You know, we our whole mission statement is that we're an innovative, sustainable and socially responsible catering company. And so part of that is, you know, making sure that we're sending our food out to people in reusable containers. That's been really hard to try and find right off the bat. So we use like plastic liter containers and half liter containers and things in the kitchen. That's pretty standard. And we reuse them in the kitchen. I'm hoping that people are reusing them a little bit at home, but that's how we're sending out a lot of our foods. Yeah. Even from week one to week four, we've already been able to eliminate some of the plastic that was going out. We're looking into getting glass jars for our things like our barbecue sauce and our salad dressings that we're selling. So whatever we can do to try and limit our ecological footprint too, and also stay socially responsible in everything that we're doing.
That's fantastic, because yeah, it's all connected at some point, right? So yeah, anything that we can do to lighten our impact in some ways and increase our impact in others, it all works together, which is great. Now that you've been doing this for a little while, now, is there anything that you would do differently now that you have a chance to look back, or, you know, try something in a different way, different form, you know, for other, you know, caterers or simply other businesses that, you know, are in your situation? Any like light bulbs that went off over the past little while?
I mean, I wish that I would have been a little quicker on the uptake with coming up with an idea. But it was a shock to the system. And I think, like, I often will speak at events about mental health, and we're part of a group that put together a program, like an event called You Are the New. And I spoke on a panel at the Restaurants Canada show as well at the beginning of March. You have to deal with the trauma first before you can see the light at the end of the tunnel. And I'm glad that we went through that process, but my kick in the pants was, I wish I would have been faster at coming up with what to do next. Because it certainly would have helped with cash flow a little bit more. But we've all been taking care of each other too. And even with my staff who are laid off right now, I've either been trying to broker deals and find them jobs elsewhere. So I've got two of my chefs are working at long-term care facilities. I just hooked up one of our bakers with another small bakery that's just growing now. And also we've had Zoom calls and we do group trivia nights, and I'm still trying to keep that company culture going. But it's definitely, once you get to a certain size, it's hard to figure out how to keep that company culture when you can't be in the same space. So
yeah, it's hard to take care of everyone. So any way you can, It all goes a long way. So yeah, so Stephanie Soulis, President and CEO of Little Mushroom Catering. It was great to have this call with you. And now, you know, you've made me really, really hungry. So I'm going to go back to like checking everything off on that list. And
go back to the dinner
plan. I didn't have a dinner plan tonight anyway. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But yeah, if you're watching this video anywhere else, but on our website, head on over to dux.city. That's dux.city. And then click on our blog link. We'll have the blog post there. Just click on Little Mushroom Catering. You'll be able to view the whole video there. And also we'll put links to the Little Mushroom Catering website and you can get to their order form directly from their site. It was as easy as you saw us doing it now. I will also put links to all their social media. And yeah, just keep you salivating because yeah, the food looks great. What they're doing looks great. And yeah, I like to cook sometimes, but when I don't like to cook, it's nice to know that Little Mushroom Catering is around. So yes, thanks again, Stephanie. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And yes, everyone, just keep moving forward and keep sharing and supporting your local goodness. Cheers.